From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. In 1975, an LP was recorded that changed the course of rock and roll. Patti Smith's debut release, Horses, embraced the urgency of rock with its unpolished production. The Velvet Underground's John Cale was at the controls. The opening track was a poetic reworking of Van Morrison's Gloria from 1965. But I wouldn't be talking about this record 30 years later if it didn't also look forward. You see, Horses was filled with a fresh attitude. You could hear it in the brash playing. Lenny Kaye was the guitarist. Or the stories it told, stories of lesbian love and a sea of possibilities. Smith was first a poet and soon to be a vital figure in the New York punk scene. Even the stark black-and-white Robert Mapplethorpe photograph of Patti Smith in a white untucked shirt, untied tie, was full of attitude. In celebration of Horses, the Patti Smith group took the stage at the Royal Albert Hall in London this summer and performed the entire album. The original LP and that performance make up the 30th anniversary CD of Horses. Let's listen to the opening track, Gloria, in Excelsis Deo.
Looks so good. Fine. Landon!
The Patti Smith Group performing this summer in London with original members Lenny Kaye on guitar, J.D. Doherty on drums. Our friend Tom Verlaine from the New York band Television is the other guitarist. He played on the tune Break It Up on the original LP. For the concert CD, he plays on all the tracks. The 30th anniversary CD is called Horses. In New York in the 21st century, you'll find Nellie Mackay subverting and embracing torch songs and the song styles of Tin Pan Alley. Toss in a bit of politics and sarcasm, and even satirist Tom Lear, and you begin to understand the music of Nellie Mackay. Mackay's debut release was a jam-packed 2-CD set. The new recording, called Pretty Little Head, was to be a 23-song CD, but her label Columbia liked the shorter 16-song version. Over some strong protests from Nellie, the label changed its collective mind, and at the top of January 2006, the 23 songs that make up Pretty Little Head will be released. Here's a cut called There You Are in Me.
Every single thing will only bring another sad solution. Every single hurt will only curse another substitution. Everyone you meet secures a wretched seat within your memory. Wipe their filthy feet upon the yearning of your soul. There you are in me. No one ever loved me, not at school, and home was so sadistic. I don't wanna be another fool, another sad statistic. Everyone you know secures a wretched glow within your memory. Wipe their filthy toes upon the yearning of your mind. There you are in me. Mother, mother, why you tear away? Counting up the stars like any other. Brother, brother, can you hear me say? Not long far, I've just gone undercover. Selfish, stupid, so self-serious. Wipe their filthy smell upon the yearning of your mind. There you are in me. Mother, mother, why you tear away? Counting up the stars like any other. Brother, brother, can you hear me say? Not like far, I've just gone undercover. Dumbass, smartass, so self-serious. What disgrace I got, no. Crutch within your memory. Wipe their filthy mush upon the yearning of your soul. There you are in me.
Nellie Mackay, this CD to be released January 3rd, 2006, is called Pretty Little Head. That song's called There You Are in Me. 100 years ago, Ferdinand Lamotte traveled the South as a pool hustler, vaudeville comedian, and piano player. He would become the first of the great jazz piano players. We know him these days as Jelly Roll Morton. He was a brilliant player and composer, a pivot between ragtime and the newer styles of jazz playing. As leader of the Red Hot Peppers, he became to the small band what Duke Ellington would become much later to the big band. When his career began to wane, he played in a tiny club in Washington, D.C., and it was there that a fledgling folklorist, Alan Lomax, met and recorded the life history of Jelly Roll Morton. These disc recordings by Lomax shed great insight into the life and music of this colorful genius of jazz, and if you ever wonder where the name Jelly Roll comes from, listen now to this, the words and music of Mr. Jelly Roll Morton.
Numbers that's supposed to have had more originality to it than any other hot tune of blues in America, according to musicians, publishers, and so forth and so on, members of the music world. I didn't name the Jelly Roll Blues the Jelly Roll Blues. It was named by the people of the city of Chicago. How I happened to get the name myself thrown on me as an alias was due to the fact in the show business with one of my own partners, a blackface comedian and the first eccentric dancer in the United States, Sammy Russell, who was later known as Barlow, the teammate of Sandy Burns. One night while working at Lib on the stage doing comedy, Sam said to me, "You don't know who you're talking to." I told him I didn't care, and we had a little argument. I finally asked him, "Who was he?" And he stated to me, he was Sweet Papa Cream Puff, right out of the bakery shop. That seemed to produce a great big laugh. While I was standing there mugging, as you call it, a thought came to me that I better say something about the bakery shop. I said to him he didn't know who he was talking to. He finally wanted to get acquainted, so he asked me who was I, and I stated to him I was Sweet Papa Jelly Roll with the stovepipes in my hips, and all the women in town was dying to turn my damper down.
What do you mean by saying you had stovepipes in your hips?
Well, stovepipes, I don't know. It was one of these kind of things, you know, very warm, hot hips. So the people automatically named it. But my original title for this tune was the Chicago Blues. I'll now try to see if we can do a little bit of it.
The words and music of Jelly Roll Morton, recorded by folklorist Alan Lomax. These recordings are available on an 8-CD set called The Complete Library of Congress Recordings. The slack key guitar is a style of playing that's inspired by the cowboys who came to Hawaii from Spain and Mexico. but it doesn't sound typically Spanish, Mexican, or tropical. The term slack key comes from the loosening or slacking of the guitar strings. With these new tunings, a great slack key guitarist plays the melody and the rhythm at the same time. Sonny Lim is one of the great slack key guitarists, and this song is called Hoka'ula. Sonny Lim. The CD is called The Artistry of Sonny Lim, and each cut is as beautiful as that. After hearing just a moment of this next CD, I grabbed the liner notes. I'm an electronic musician and have been for 25 years, and I couldn't figure out what was making all that odd sound. I was shocked and mildly in disbelief when I read that all the sounds were produced by a hurdy-gurdy. In case you've never come upon the monstrosity known as the hurdy-gurdy, it's a contraption that always looks on the verge of falling apart. It's part keyboard, more like a wooden typewriter than a piano, and it has a crank. That crank's attached to a wheel coated with rosin, and as it rotates, it bows a set of strings. Other strings resonate along with it, and it's loud. The group hurdy-gurdy referred to the instrument as an ancient synthesizer. They say putting mics on the hurdy-gurdy without knowing how to do so in the first place has produced a lot of sounds never heard before, sounds that cause laughs in the rehearsing rooms. The insect is awake, they scream. So the duo hurdy-gurdy recorded hours of sounds from the instrument and then cut it all up on their Mac computer. In the end, it sounds brilliant. Thank you. the duo known as Hurdy-Gurdy from a CD called Prototype. That song was called Takyans. The music of Jens Lekman is simple and funny, kind of like Jonathan Richman in his Modern Lover days, or these days Stephen Merritt and his Magnetic Feels. And like Merritt and Richman, he writes a lot of songs, which is some of the irony in the title of his new CD called Oh, You're So Silent, Jens. The CD's a reissue from some Swedish EPs and B-sides and a few new tunes. This song's called Black Cab. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton, our interns Mike Katziff, Michael Collins, our engineer. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. We have a lot coming up this month. Our annual holiday show, a special Best of the Year show. That one we'll take your phone calls for. Details can be found in the newsletter. Also, our live concert series this week is Sinead O'Connor with reggae rhythm legends Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
The last tram, I kill the party again. Goddamn, goddamn. I wanna sleep in my bed. I wanna clean up my head. I wanna look this dead. I wanna feel this dread. I killed a party again. I ruined it for my friends. Oh, you're so silent, Jens. Or maybe I am, maybe I am. Now at the central station, no time for being patient. I feel like going home, but at the same time I don't. Black the black hats and the way they drive. That if you take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up the music, take me home or take me anywhere. Black hats. Black cat, black cat, black cat.